Rick Rubin's a friend of mine. He rang me up and said, do you mind if, how would you feel about Johnny Cash covering Hurt? And I said, I'd be flattered, you know. And I didn't really think much more about it because it didn't mean it was going to actually happen and it, you know, didn't ever see the light of the day. Not long after that, a CD shows up in the mail. It's the past. It sounds funny even saying
a carrier that. Pigeon came down yes. with a wax cylinder.
And I put it on. It bothered me.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
It didn't seem right. I wasn't in the mood to hear it, and it felt like that was my song, and that was one that really felt like it really came from inside.
Yeah.
And it was seeing your girlfriend making out with someone else. You know, it felt violating in some. It felt intrusive in a weird way. And I was thinking about something else when it came on, and it was okay. It just felt uncomfortable. And I didn't think much about it, and I went back to what I was doing. Like, I just pretend that didn't happen. And I didn't dislike it, but it felt unfamiliar. You know, it felt invasive in a sense. And then not long after, Mark Romanek, who is also a friend that worked on a number of videos for me, a great, great director, sends me, you got to see this new video I did for your version of Hurt with Johnny Cash. And as soon as I put it on, it wasn't my song anymore.
What have I become? My sweetest friend.
You know, now I got it, and I've started tearing up, and I've goosebumps, and I even just thinking about it now, I just got goosebumps. It's wow, you know. And it was also now in the context of he's tuning out. You know, we're at the twilight of his life, and I felt honored to be a part of. Involved in it. It's hard to even say that someone was such a great songwriter as Johnny Cash would choose, whether it was he or Rick Rubin that selected the song, just to be. It was flattering. It was very flattering. You know, and, it came at a time when, yeah, now it's all coming back. I was really dipping my toes in the water of writing again after taking time off and getting sober and addressing some real issues in my own life. And severe enough to where I didn't know if I didn't have a career, it was okay if I could just be like myself and feel good about myself someday again. And I took a few years off, and I was just starting to get back into seeing if I could write and if I had anything to say, and did I need drugs to write, which is, of course I didn't, but the fear in you is looking for any reason to validate what you did or validate going back to that or just generally feeling bad about yourself. And this came at a time when I really felt like, wow, you know, I did something good here. You know, even though it was a strange thing that happened in my bedroom, writing something down, disconnected in the other side of the world, and now this guy got it and turned it into, and my friends came together and made a video for him, and it was just weird how it all worked out, but it was, that's a long-winded way of saying it. It was what I needed, and it's a flattering experience.
I would. Find a way.